Well, joining me now to give me a bit of insight and to give you a bit of insight about what happened over the weekend and what could well happen on the long march to the big dance, the grand final, is producer Pranav, making his radio debut. Welcome on the show, Pranav.
Thank you so much for having me, Miles. Real pleasure to be here.
Indeed, it is. Now, let's start on Thursday night. Yep. We had the Bulldogs playing the Rabbitohs. Mm. What happened?
Yeah, look, it was a tough outing for the Bulldogs this time around. Look, it's been a tough season overall for the Dogs. Another disappointing matchup there, I have to say. But look, for me personally, I think that Des Hasler should stay on as coach. There is good times ahead for the Bulldogs. They need to keep persevering. They need to keep going. They got some good signings coming through. So, you know, I know the fans are hurting. I know a lot of people are hurting at this point, but look, I think it can only get better for the Bulldogs. So Des Hazard's going to be there. He's going to help them out.
Indeed. It can only get better for now, him. He's the head coach, and then there's been a few questions over whether or not he should stay at the club. And in fact, quite a few people are calling for his resignation, but you reckon he should stay on? He's a coach who's won premierships, obviously, with Manly, and now he's come to the Bulldogs, and they've got, as you said, they've got some big players coming in. Kieran Foran, namely, from the Warriors at 5'8", will be joining them next season. So perhaps they do have a lot to look forward to. I dare say their next season could not be much worse than this one.
Yeah, it's a great point that you bring up there, Miles. I mean, Des has been a premiership-winning coach with Manly before he hopped over to the Bulldogs. So, you know, it can only get better for the Bulldogs under him. New signing, as you mentioned there, Kieran Foran coming over. It's only going to be a good time. So he's going to be the head coach. Hopefully, I'm not saying that he will be there for sure. But look, you know, if there's a person that's going to lead them through the tough times, it's Des Hasler.
There you go. Now, we also had quite an upset on Friday night, probably to the disappointment of many Sydney supporters and Sydney listeners. The Parramatta Eels pretty much blew their chance to walk into the top four. They played the last place Newcastle Knights, who have come last in the last two seasons, I believe. This would have been their third on the trot, or still could be their third on the trot if they come last. But then they won, didn't they, Newcastle?
Well, real credit has to go to Newcastle Knights. What a game. Young Brock Lamb in the number 7 jersey, taking on those responsibilities. What a game. Just a cracker of a game. And look, I have to say, along with the Bulldogs, I think there's going to be plenty of good times for the Knights. Your man, Tau Tau Maga from the Brisbane Broncos, will be heading up there. Aiden Guerra from the Roosters. They've picked up some really, really big signings here. The Newcastle Knights. But, Parramatta. Look, I'm not writing them off. I think they'll be there. I think, look, if there's going to be a stir-up in the top 8 at the end of the home and away season, it's Parramatta Eels, that's for sure. But real credit to Newcastle. What a game for both teams. But look, I think if there's anyone that's going to shake it up, it's Parramatta Eels, that's for sure.
Indeed. So despite the loss to Newcastle on Friday night, there's still a good chance.
They are still a chance.
Absolutely. Now, the Broncos, my team, they played Cronulla Sharks on Friday night.
You would have been very pleased with this, Miles. You would have been very pleased with the display. Absolutely, but the Brisbane Broncos—they've just got their A game on. You know, there's no hiding away from the fact that they've just been bowling nicely here, in Brisbane. A great win against the Titans previously, 54-0 thumping, and 32 points to 16 win over Cronulla on Friday night. Packed Suncorp Stadium, what an atmosphere! Look, I think the Brisbane and Storm, if I can make a bold prediction here, if you don't mind, I think they'll be there for the big one come September. I think they are in certain premiership favourites. They've just got the players, the coaches to do it for them. So Brisbane, a fantastic night out for them at Suncorp.
And you think they could well be meeting Melbourne Storm, who we'll touch on now, I suppose. They played the Sydney Roosters. We had two top four clashes. We had the Broncos play Cronulla, which was third versus fourth, and Melbourne Storm hosted the Sydney Roosters down in at Amy Park down in Melbourne. It was 1-2, and it was quite a good match. And these are the other guys that you think will be there come the grand final.
Look, it was a bit of a controversial match, that one, there, Melbourne Storm. I think there was a bit of an incident there with Suli Asivunivalu, the winger. Latrell Mitchell had a bit of an issue there that night. But look, all in all, another classy performance there by the Melbourne Storm. Really good control. Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, what could go wrong, am I right? So Craig Bellamy in charge. I mean, you know, they just held their composure. That's what Melbourne Storm, you know, if you've got quality players like Smith and Cronk, I mean, you know, you can end up in pretty tough situations. The Roosters had them under the pump there with some good plays, but they came back as good teams always do. And what a show, a classy performance. That's what, you know, young kids will be looking up to. You know, those sorts of players, those sorts of teams, they're in good nick, the Storm. So Look, they'll be there. They'll be there. I've quietly confident they'll be there.
Indeed. And do you think they're most likely to come first at the end of the home and away season to win the minor premiership?
Yes. Well, I think they have got the minor premiership well and truly wrapped up after that. After that one, I'm not sure about the mathematical chances and whatnot. Given that, you know, we've still got three rounds to play, but look, I think they've got that well and truly wrapped up. They should be there, Melbourne Storm. I think they're favourites in a lot of the odds of bookies. Critics are claiming that they'll be there. They just know how to manage things really well. They're just a classy outfit. Nothing really just seems to throw them off guard. So they're in good stead. They're a good nick. They'll be there, that's for sure. So you just have to sit back and watch and admire. That's all you have to do.
Dutch Indeed. Miles. Well, I suppose the other thing is the Dragons also won on Saturday. They crushed the Gold Coast Titans, who've kind of become the whipping boys of the NRL right now, along with the Bulldogs. And I suppose this means, you know, can the Dragons stir up the top eight?
Now, just want to make my opinion here clear. I think it's the Dragons, the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels. They are certainly going to cause a bit of an issue for the top eight. They're going to certainly shake things up. But no, great performance by St. George against the Titans. As you said, there are the Titans. It's hard to watch them and the Bulldogs this year. It's been very, very tough going for those two teams. But what a game by St. George. Just a classy performance. Cameron McInnes, how good was he? Absolutely sensational stuff. Led by a couple of their big forwards, Paul Vaughan. Another great performance, some great metres. Look, they're gelling really well here, the Dragons. I did hear Andrew Johns on the weekend say that Penrith need to work a bit on their attack. They've got a bit of work to do, but I think that the Dragons have got themselves sorted out. So if there's a team that's going to cause some troubles, and if there's a team that's gelling well at the moment and building nicely, St. George.
Indeed, St. George Illawarra Dragons, perhaps one to watch as well. Now, Sunday afternoon football is probably a place that's particularly close to your heart. Now, the Canberra Raiders won earlier over the Warriors, yeah. And that has set them up with a possible chance of featuring the top eight. But perhaps more interestingly was the Tigers. Now, what did you make of their outing against Manly?
They were absolutely sensational, Miles. Absolutely sensational. Could have wiped the smile off my face. Look, many had them written off at half-time. The scoreline wasn't in their favour. Manly were doing a good job on them, but they came back, and I think that try from Suaso in the 70th minute, really lifted the spirits of the team. Just some great attack. The right players got their hands on the ball. That's the most important thing. And, the icing on the cake on the 79th minute from Malachi Bertini's Lesniak. Can't say anything more than that. What a great arvo of Sunday afternoon football. Nothing better than Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt. And good news for Tigers fans as well, may I add, Benji Marshall putting pen to paper just a couple of days before. He'll be with the Tigers, so better times.
Indeed, really a club hero, a club legend of that club. He was at the Broncos. He seemed to be doing quite well up there. I mean, though he wasn't playing most weeks, he hasn't featured. He's been a huge part of the training at Red
indeed,
Hill.
Indeed, he has been. He's done some good work coming off the bench, Benji Marshall. Really good. Look, I think Wayne Bennett has really used those sorts of players very, very well. Ben Hunt, Benji Marshall. Kane and Nikarima's come back into the halves as well. I think there's been an injury update there for the Broncos. Andrew McCullough also injured himself the week before, I think, against the Titans.
Against Parramatta.
Against Parramatta, sorry.
ACL,
that's
gone. But now that the master coach, Wayne Bennett at Brisbane Broncos, has done some wonderful things down there.
There you go.
Now, before we finish up, I want three things. We've already answered the minor premiership, so I actually only want two things. So Melbourne Storm, you think you're going to come first?
They are. I think they're going to come first at round 26. I don't see them really being challenged by a lot of the teams. They've got their stuff together, the Storm.
The grand final. Who's going to win it?
The Storm. Look, I know that there's going to be a couple of teams that are going to shake up the ladder. I really am giving a chance to Penrith and Parramatta. But, I've said this before previously to a lot of the people that I've spoken to about Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater. A lot of them have said to me, well, Pranav, they're getting old. It's the mid-30s. They're not going to go on for much longer. But, you know, I don't need to reply to that because, you know, this is first-class football by people that, you know, calling those guys old.
Indeed.
So they are going to win the grand final, I believe, personally. But look, I wouldn't tell the viewers to take my word for it though, because anything can happen. Anything can happen. It's a great season, so anything can happen.
Absolutely.
There you go, Miles. That's your round 23 wrap up.
Thanks very much, Pranav.